Boker Tov, welcome back to another edition in our continuing series of the study of Daf Yomi. We're on Masachet Yevamot Daf Chaf Bet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, which is Mishnah Hay in Perek Bet, and it defines essentially, as I put in the headline here on the handout on page 20, any brother, any son. It goes as follows: anyone who has a brother of any sort, we'll see what that means. Therefore, is roped in for Yibum, or shall we say, his wife is then tied down to the family for Yibum. Meaning, if he dies without children and he has any sort of brother around, then the wife is not released, but then needs chalitza or Yibum. Now, clearly, that cannot mean any sort of brother, meaning a maternal brother, because we know it has to be a paternal brother. So what does this phrase mean? We'll see right away. And this guy is his brother for all other purposes, and we'll have to see what that means. In other words, what are we including? The only exception is if he has a brother, meaning his father, has a son, but with a shifcha, meaning a shifcha kananit, or with an Ovedet Kochavim, with a non-Jew. In which case, this is not his brother, there is no Yibum, he's not his brother for any other purpose. We'll see the Makor for that. Mishi yishto ben mikom makom, any sort of son that he might have. Poter eshto aviv min ha Yibum. Alright, but if a man has any sort of a son, and we'll again see what sort of a son this is, then the wife is now not locked in Yibum. And by the way, he is his son, no matter what kind of son he is. Nonetheless, if he strikes his father and makes a chabura, so he's chayav mita, he curses his father, he's chayav mita. Uvno l'chol davar, he's his son for every other purpose. Chutz mishishto ben nashif chamino mit kochavim, same thing as the reisha. If he has a son with a non-Jewish woman or with a shifcha kananit, then it is indeed not his son, not for maka, not for klala, not for the issues of Yibum, and not for whatever kol davar may mean. Good. The Gemara immediately addresses Mikom Makom Latruye Mai. What is Mikom Makom coming to include? What sort of son is it? It cannot be a maternal brother. Yehuda Latruye Mamzer. If he has a brother who is a Mamzer, meaning that his father and his mother gave birth to him, and then his father went and had an affair with a woman who was married or otherwise relations with an erva and had a son. That son is a mamzer. It's his paternal brother. And it creates a situation of Yibum, and the brother is his brother for every other purpose. Good. Now, Pshita. Obviously, a brother is a brother, even if it's a mamzer. Achivu. Ma'uratem alelef achva ach mei Yaakov. Remember that we earlier on learned achva from Bnei Yaakov. And that's how we knew that kiyeshvu achim yachdav, that they have to be only paternal brothers. They don't need to also be maternal brothers. So the same way, malahal and ksherim v'lo psulin, afka and ksherim v'lo psulin, all the 12 brothers were ksherim, even though they were not of the same mother. They were all paternal brothers who were not mamzerim. Therefore, I might think that the same demand exists here. Amash malah, and therefore the Mishnah says, ach mikom makom. Ve'em ha'chinami, so why indeed don't I raise the bar there? Since legabe yibum, if you had a son who was a mamzer, the wife would not have to do yibum because it would not be true that ubein ein lo, that he has no son. So in the same way, if he has a brother like that, the brother also creates zika. In other words, the same kind of person existing as a son who releases from yibum, if he exists as a brother, then he creates the zika. Good. V'achivu l'chol davar. So the end of the reisha said that such a brother is a brother for all purposes. What are the all purposes? L'yorsho v'litamelo. L'yorsho means that if that brother dies, then you get his Yerusha, and vice versa. Brother is the third in line in Yerusha. We see that in the beginning of the 8th parak of Bavatra. First person inherits, his inheritance goes to his son, and if it doesn't go to his son, then it goes to his father, and if there is no father alive, then it goes to his paternal brothers. Good. So that means that if you have a paternal brother, even though he's a mamzer, nonetheless, there's Yerusha that goes in either direction, from him to you or from you to him. V'litamelo. V'litamelo means if you are a Kohen and he dies, you do attend to the funeral, etc. Now, Pshita, Achivu, obviously, You attend to the funeral, he is your brother, so why would I think not? Sakadai Tachamena, Hoyal Rikhtiv, Kiimashero, Karovelav, in the Parsha of Tumat Kohanim. It says that the Kohen is not Metame except for Sheiro, Karovelav, to that, that man or flesh which is close to him, Vyamamar, Sheiro, Zuishto. Sheiro means his wife. Rikhtiv, Lo Yitama Balbamav, Lechalo, and it says, two psukim later, that a master should not become Tamei among his nation to become profane, meaning Yesh Baal Shem Metamei, Yesh Baal Shein Metamei. Sometimes a husband is Metamei and sometimes not. HaKetzal, Metamei Hu L'Ishto K'sheva, and Metamei L'Ishto P'sula. He's only Metamei if his wife is somebody that it was appropriate for him to marry. But if, let's say, a Kohen married a Grusha and then she died, he's not Metamei for her. So Achimam Metamei Hu L'Ach K'sheva, and Metamei L'Ach P'sul. Kamashman, so that's why the Mishnah has to teach us that an ach, even if he's an ach pasul, is still an ach ligabe tuma, and a kohen is metame for him. Ve'im ha'achinami, so why indeed don't I raise the bar that way and say that you're not metame for a brother who's a mamzer? The answer is hatam lafuki kaima, hacha achivu. In the case of the kohen who married a grusha, the whole time he's supposed to divorce her. So he's not going to then, once she dies, be metame for her. But this guy is his brother, he can't change that. And therefore, he's chayiv to be metamei. Good. The end of the reisha said, chutz mi sheyesh lo ach min hashivcha umin averet kochavim. The only exception is somebody who has a brother, who is his paternal brother, but the mother in this case is a shivcha or an averet kochavim. My time, what's the reason that a brother, for a shivcha averet kochavim, is not called your brother, meaning, really, that somebody's son, for a shivcha averet kochavim, is not called his son? Amar Krai, Yishavi Ladeha Tiyel Adonah. The truth is, this is an incomplete proof, but we'll get to the rest of it later on in the sugya. The Pasuk at the beginning of Parshat Mishpatim discusses the case of an Eved Ivri who goes to his master for 6 years, and he comes in, and his master gives him a wife. The wife is a Shivcha Kananit. And then when he wants to leave, if he came in without the wife, he leaves without the wife, and ha'isha vi ladeha tiyal adonaha. The woman and her sons stay with the master. In other words, the children have no relationship with the Eved Ivri, and this is an Eved Ivri out of relations with the Shivcha. Good. So we see that in the case of a Yisrael who has relations with the Shivcha, the children are not in any way related to Yisrael, and therefore that would not be a brother, and as we will see later on, that would not be a son either. Good. Now, the sefer of the Mishnah talked about sons. Mishi yishto ben mikom akom poter, it's literally kom akom latvi imai, amavira laitoi mamze. All right, so again, why a son, any sort of son is a son, legabe yibum, to create no need for yibum, and latvi imai, that's to come and include a mamzer. What's the reason that a mamzer works? My time of the amakra uvein einlo, pasuk number one on the page. Pasuk number 4 on the page. Kishvu achim yachta, v'met achad mehem uvein ein lo. Instead of saying v'ein lo ben, it says uvein ein lo, so the drasha is ayen lo, or ayen alav, meaning investigate, find out if he's any sort of son, and any sort of son that he has will then make torpedo the rest of the parsha, and there is no need for yibum. So that means even if he has a son who is a mamzer and is pasul, nonetheless, that does not obligate any sort of yibum. Chayev amakato, that breaks the zika. Chayev amakato, good. Now, amai, this is the question. Why is the son who is a mamzer chayev for striking or cursing his father? Karikan v'nasiv amcha lo ta'or. One of the principal psukim, which we have, pasuk number 5 on the page, about cursing, this is the definition of cursing, is nasiv amcha lo ta'or. A prince, whatever it might, however you might translate, nasi, in your nation. Now that's kind of strange, that word in your nation. So what's the drasha? It's a very common and famous drasha. Be'osei ma'asei amcha. He's only the prohibition, and the consequences for cursing him only exist when he is acting like a member of amcha. Right? And now here you have a father who gave birth to a son who's a mamzer, so obviously the father is not behaving like amcha. Why is the son responsible, liable for cursing him? Here we're not asking, why is a son who is a mamzer considered a son? We're just asking, why is he chayiv for maka and for klala? The answer is, k'rav Pinchas, yishvein rav papa be'osa tshuva. That's if the father did tshuva. Kram mitzvah tshuva. Hi, Baba tshuva. Hova non shemen menashim. We saw this in Chagiga recently. Ezu muvat lo yichal itkon zabala erva v'lin mena mamzer. Right in the Mishnah that discussed missing the korban Chagiga after Yontif and applying the pasuk in Kohelet. This is something that can never be fixed. And Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says, you know what can never be fixed? That is somebody who has relations with an erva and the child is a mamzer, can never be fixed. So how can you say the tshuva? How can you do tshuva for that? I say, hashtami, I was some masay amchahu. Yeah, okay, good, you can't fix it. The child's born, there's nothing you can do about it. But the man can still correct his behavior. So let's say a man did something terrible and the result was a mamzer. Nonetheless, the man does tshuva and fixes his behavior. He now has a son who has to treat him properly and can't curse him. And if he does, he's chayiv like any other son cursing his father. Good. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Now we're coming to the seifa of the end of the seifa of the Mishnah about any son who is born of a shifcho or an oved kochavim is not your son, and we're going to get to it through sort of a backdoor approach. It works as follows: habal achoto v'hi bat eshet aviv, a man who has relations with his sister, who is also the daughter of his wife's, his father's wife, which is normally the case in a sister. Chayav mishum achoto mishum bat eshet aviv. Chachom say yechayev tu koret, and if it's b'shogeg tu chataot, because of achoto and because of bat eshet aviv, and they are pasuk 7 and 9 on the page. Yosef ben Yehuda omer eino chayev el mishum achoto bilvad. He says you're only chayev once because of achoto. Lo mnei bat eshet aviv. So my time do Rabbanan, why do Rabbanan say Yechayiv twice? Amri mech diktiv ervat achot chavat avi yechovat imecha. In Pasuk number 7 it says, ervat achotcha, the erva of your sister, who is the son of your, the daughter of your father, the daughter of your mother, is asur. And two psukim later, it says, ervat bat eshet avicha molerat avicha achotcha hi. Why do you have that Pasuk to say, the erva of the daughter of your father's wife, who was born in your father's house, achotchahi? Why does it say that? Lamali shomna lachayvom mishum achoto mishum bat eshet aviv. It's there to tell you that you're chayiv because of two. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer says amakra achotchahi. In that pasuk it says achotchahi. She is your achot, meaning mishum achota achoto atamachayvom yatamachayvom mishum bat eshet aviv. The word he there is to say she's chayiv only as achoto. Even though she could be considered bat eshet aviv, she's only chayiv because of one thing. Rabbanan, hi achot chayhi may avdile. So what do Rabbanan do with the phrase achot chayhi, which seems to be extra? It's there to tell you that you're chayav for your sister if she's bat aviv and bat imo. And it therefore teaches you a principle that we cannot understand an iser d'oraita from a kal v'chomer. If the Torah said that you're chayav for achotcha who is your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, then kal v'chomer if it's your father's and your mother's daughter, you say no, that you need to say both to teach you the principle that eman zir min adin. For v'yosef v'yurom imkein lichto rachmana achotcha hi lamali, so let it say achotcha in pasuk number 9. Why did it say achotcha hi? Again, to say it's limited, there's only one chiyuv, you're chayav only because of achotcha. Rabbanan, af agav dechtiv achotcha, yitzarech lemichtav hi. Rabbanan said, you know, you need it, hi, why? Shelo tomar bi'alma mazir min adin. To think that normally in the Torah, mazir min adin, meaning, if a less obvious thing is asur, then the more obvious thing, the Torah doesn't have to tell you it's asur anyways. That I might think, v'chiteima achotcha, d'chata v'achmona lamali, and then I'm going to ask, why did the Torah have to say achotcha if she's your mother's daughter or your father's daughter, and then tell you if she's your mother and your father's daughter? Milta, d'atu v'kal v'chomer, tar chata v'lakra. Sometimes the Torah will tell you something that you could have figured out on your own. Adarachmona hi, therefore the Torah says he, to tell you this is a guiding principle, that the Torah would is only obligate you because of achotcha, if she's both bat avicha and bat imecha, because you cannot infer something like that from a kal v'chomer, and that is universal. Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, ma'im kein lichtav erachmona la achotcha hi b'yidach kras. So then let it say achotcha hi in the first pasuk, and that'll teach you everything.
right?
So that, therefore, he says the fact that it wrote it here is to say, even though it's bat eshet avicha, she's only chayav because of achotcha. In other words, the Torah wrote one pasuk, pasuk number 7, in which it said achotcha, meaning achotcha bat avicha vat imecha. And then in pasuk number 9, it said bat eshet avicha, moleret avicha. Right? So she's bat eshet avicha, moleret avicha. Then it says achotcha hi, to tell you, why does it say achotcha hi? To tell you, even though we're introducing a new category, bat eshet avicha, she's only chayav because of achotcha. No, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, hi, bat eshet avicha mayav. So what does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda do with pasuk number 9? If it's not needed to teach you a new chiyuv, in ba'alei mishishlo ishut lavicha. Meaning, the only time that she's considered your sister is if her mother is somebody who has ishut with your father, meaning if she's somebody who could marry your father. Prat la'achotom mishivcha v'avodah kochavim, she'ein ishut lavicha ba. So that, who's accepted there? If the mother of this girl, who's putatively your sister, is a shivcha v'avodah kochavim, that's somebody who your father could never have issued with, because it's not possible, at least not in her present state. Therefore, she's excluded, and therefore you see that she's not considered achotcha, such a child would not be considered bincha, etc. You know, this is not called your father's daughter either. Why don't we just say that this is what it's excluding, is bat eshet avicha, is to say only if your father was married to the mother, but not if your father had relations with the mother outside of marriage. That's not a sister. No, ahim matzi tamar. That you can't say. Need a Rava, because Rava solved a conundrum in a famous way, a famous conundrum in a famous way, and it leads us to the conclusion that if a man has relations with a woman even outside of marriage, that's still considered to be his child 100%. The Rava, Rami k'tiv avat bat bircha uvat bitcha lo tegaleh. In one pasuk it says, which is pasuk number 8 on the page, you're not allowed to have relations with your daughter's daughter, your son's daughter. Mashma, that it only starts from you. Habat benadida uvat bitadida shari. The implication is that if it's your wife's daughter's daughter, your wife's son's daughter, it's mutar. Tiravati shavitalo tegalat bat benavet bat bita. Right, in the famous pasuk we've been dealing with quite a bit, which is pasuk number 10 on the page, you may not marry a woman and her daughter or her granddaughter on either side. So, which is it? At one point, are granddaughters of your wife asur? So haketzad kan ba'onsin kan b'nisui. So if it's ba'onsin, then it's only if it's your own daughter. If it's b'nisuin, then if it's her daughter, which means that if you were ones a woman and she had a granddaughter from some other relationship that she had, that one's not also to you. But your own granddaughter is also to you, even if it's the result of onsin. So we see from here quite clearly that any child is the result, your own bloodline child, it's the result of onsin, certainly is considered your child. So we cannot say that the achot, who is not considered an achot, the one who is accepted, is the one who is me onsin. So why don't I say maybe if the man has relations with chai b'lavin, that child's not his child, and therefore if you are his legitimate child, that is not a fraternity. Amar papa chai b'lavin tafsibu kedushin. We know that Chavi Lavin is a machloka we've dealt with several times, and again we're going to get to it in Daf Mem Tet. The Chavi Lavin kiddushin hold, as the pasuk says, "Ki tiyena liishtei nashim achat uva v'achat snua." Famous pasuk number 11, pasuk in Kiteitze. If a man has two wives, one is beloved, one is not beloved, and the drasha here is v'chi yesh uva l'fnei makom yesh snua l'fnei makom. From the Torah's perspective, could we? Describe one wife as favored and one as unfavored? Of course, we could. From the realistic perspective, from Kodesh Baruch Hu's perspective, we couldn't. Ela ahuva, ahuva b'nisua, snua, snua b'nisua. What does ahuva mean? She's beloved in her marriage, or she's not beloved, meaning that her marriage is legitimate or not legitimate, and they're both considered married. Yerachmona kitiyena, meaning that one of these wives is totally legitimate, and the other one is the result of a violation. Nonetheless, they're called both kitiyena, meaning they're both his wives. So kedushin artosin b'chayvi lavin. Good. V'ema prat l'chayvi kritut. So maybe it. So we said it cannot mean that when a man has relations with somebody who's chayvi lavin, the child's not his child, and thus you, his son, are not related to that person in work. You can't say that when it's onsin, that certainly doesn't work. So maybe it's chayvi kritut.
כן, פרט לך בקריטות, אמר רב, אמר קרא, ערוות אחותך, בת אביך, ובת אמך, מולדת בית ומולדת חוץ. Look again at Pasuk number 7. Yes, it uses the phrase, מולדת בית ומולדת חוץ. What's that? בין שומעים לו לאביך קיים, בין שומעים לו לאביך הוצא. Meaning, what's מולדת בית ומולדת חוץ? Whether this is a wife that the father is allowed to be with or he's not allowed to be with. Nonetheless, it's your sister. ואמר רחמן אחותך היא. Right? So, Be'ema ben shomer lo avicha kai ben shomer lo avicha hotse rachmana achotcha hi rabot achoto mishivcha vered kochavim. So, who says maybe the drasha should be that it's only whether it's a wife that you're allowed to keep or a wife you're not allowed to keep, maybe that's referring to shivcha vered kochavim. Both of them are called achotcha. Right? Amakra bat esht avicha, mishesh lo ishut lavicha, ba prat achoto mishivcha vered kochavim. And so now that's where Yosef Yehuda goes back to Pasuk number 9. It says, Bat Eshet Avicha, meaning only somebody that your father could legitimately marry. But let's remember, your father cannot legitimately marry an Erva, and they're not Kiddush Aron Tofes there either. Therefore, the question comes, Umar Ra'ita. So why did you decide to be all-inclusive of Achotcha, all the way to Chavei Kritut, that's still your sister, but not Shivcha Veres Kochavim? In other words, why have you decided that the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that the Pasuk that seems to indicate that any sort of sister is a sister, that applies even as far as Chavei Kritut. Certainly Onsin, certainly Chavei Lavin, even Chavei Kritut, if that's how this sister got born, nonetheless, she's still your sister. However, if the sister got born through a Shivcha Reveres Kochavim, then she's not your sister. Why did you make that distinction? The answer is Mistabra. Chavei Kritut, Chavei Leil Rabot, Shekin Tafsubo Kiddushin La'alma. Chavei Kritut, you can't marry. But they should be included because these are women who could marry others. Right? As opposed to Shivcha Veres Kochavim. Adav, Shivcha Veres Kochavim, have a little rabot, the Megaira, Lididei, Nami Tafsib Kedushin. Lafach, a Shivcha you could free, or an Veres Kochavim could convert, and then you yourself could marry them. Right? So they're closer to this particular guy. The answer is no. The Chimagari, Gufachrinahi. If they convert, then they're a new person, and they don't really count being the old person. Good. So now, that we finished, and we see that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda understood that Bat Eshet Avicha is there to tell me that Achotcha, your sister, is only a sister that you have from a relationship your father had with a Jewish person, even if it's Chavei Kritut, certainly if it's Chavei Lavin, certainly if it's Onsin, but it's still considered Achotcha, but not somebody who does not have Kiddushin with anybody in the world, meaning a non-Jew or a Shivcha. And that's how we know that a brother from a non-Jew or Shivcha is not your brother, and a son from a non-Jew or Shivcha is not your son. Now, Rabbanan, the Mutar Shivcha Veres Kochavim in Alahu, so where do the Rabbanan get this from? Well, the Shivcha we already got, Nafkalu Mi'aisha V'ilada T'yal Adoneha. We got it from the Pasuk of Mishpatim that says the Shivcha keeps her children. Nu, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, says, I agree with that Pasuk, Chad B'Shivcha V'chad B'Veres Kochavim. So I need that Pasuk for the Shivcha, and I need another Pasuk to tell me, if you have children with a Goya, that those children are not yours. And that's the Pasuk, Bat Eshet Avicha. Good. Utsricha, I need them both. Why? Diashvinim Shivcha, Mishum De'inla Chayas. Shivcha has no Yichas. That's the din of Avadim, meaning no real family connections. Avalaveres Kochavim De'idla Chayas. Goyim do have family connections within their own family and within the laws of Bnei Noach. There is a rule of Arayot, etc., that are based on consanguinity within Bnei Noach. So I'm alone. If all I said was that Avodat Kochavim are so external, that's because they don't have any mitzvot. But a Shivcha who is Chayav mitzvot, and by the way, when you ever set her free, she becomes fully Jewish, I would certainly think that the child is somewhat of Israel and connected to the father. Therefore, Tzricha, therefore, I need two psukim. Now, Rabbanan Ashkochan Shivcha Avodat Kochavim and Alahu. So now the Rabbanan are stuck, because the Rabbanan say, okay, we agree you need to both Pesukim. So we got a Pasuk for the Shivcha, that's Aisha V'Yiladeha. What Pasuk are we going to get to prove that if you have relations with a non-Jewish woman, that the child is not yours? Chiteima Neilaf V'Shivcha, so Hanu Mitzvach Tzricha. You can't say that we get from Shivcha, we just proved that you need both. So V'Yachom V'Shema V'Shema Yochai Markraki Yasir Pincha Mi'acharai. On the page, in Pasuk number 12, I included both Pesukim, the one before this, which is the essential prohibition of intermarriage with the Shiva Amami. And it says, do not marry your son to their daughter or their daughter to their son, because they will cause your son to go after Avodah Zarah. What's that referring to? Yasir bincha mi'acharai, bincha mi'yisraelit karui bincha ve'in bincha ba min ha'ovedet kochom karui bincha.
This is referring, as you can see, the second phrase in the thing is, v'itol lo tikach livnecha. Sorry, b'itcha lo titen livno. Right? Do not give your daughter to him. And the idea is that then the son that's born of that relation is still considered to be in your family. But if it's your son marries an Oved Kochavim, that child, that grandson, is not considered your grandson.
Ela b'na. Amar Ravina Shmamina, ben b'itcha b'amin Oved Kochavim, karui b'incha. Right? So obviously Ravina says, as a result of this, that if you have a grandchild, that your daughter married and had relations with an Oved Kochavim, that's still called b'incha.
So lemakos Ravina, Oved Kochavim, Evevra, Baal Bet Yisrael, Vlad Kosher, we have a machloket that we've already encountered. If a woman has relations with an Eved or Oved Kochavim, is the child a mamzer?
Ravina obviously holds that it's kosher. He, the mamzer lohave, kosher nami lohave. No, not necessarily. The child may not be mamzer, but he could be a Yisrael apostle. He's considered to be a quasi kosher. So habeshiva umokti.
So wait a second. That pasuk that we just read, pasuk number 12 on the page, is a pasuk about the Shiva Amamin. That doesn't tell you about other non-Jews. And by the way, by our time and by the time of the Mishnah, there are no more Shiva Amamin identifiable.
So he said, Ki Asir the Rabot Kalam Asirim.
That's why it says, Ki Asir Bincha Me'acharai, he will cause your child to go away from you. It's there to include anybody who's Masir, meaning any other of the nations.
Good. Hanechal Rabbi Shimon, the Darish Time of the Kra.
Now, by the way, this is the last rush of saying Ki Asir Bincha. Works according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon, famous, the Bishim Bar Yochai, is Dorish Time Midakra, meaning he looks at the Torah's mitzvot, or prohibitions, and says the Torah reasoning behind it helped guide our understanding of the details. So the Rabbanan, who are not Rabbi Shimon, how are they going to know this? Because after all, Ki Asir Pincha, if it's there to tell you anybody who would cause your child to go away, that's time of the cry. In other words, what's the reason that we say that this child is not your child? Because they're going to be caused to be moved away, and Ki Asir is there to say any of the nations, not just the seven nations. So how do the Rabbanan know this? The answer is, Mantan Apalagel Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. The answer is that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opposite number here is not the Rabbanan, but is Rabbi Shimon himself, who was Doresh, time of the cry. So Hashem, we will continue tomorrow in the next podcast on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Bet.